Tuesday morning, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means, Freddie? It's rock and roll.
Rock and roll
Tuesday. Yeah. I wonder what kind of song you have for us today.
Well, I picked something that I know and think would be dear to your heart. Again, day four as we count down to Friday. It's a top 10 hit tune, and the year was 1976 when the single was released, but then made it on the album released in 1977, again, the year that Ron came to us from Rocky Mount. This tune was this band's first top 10 hit. Name it. And the group.
All right. Well, I'm laying the needle down on it right now, and here we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that, of course, is Fleetwood Mac and the ultimate breakup song, Go Your Own Way, from the album Rumors. Great choice, Freddie.
Yeah, Rumors, which was a monster-selling album. It was a little bit of a, you know, as you well remember, Fleetwood Mac was a, kind of a band of four and did a lot of bluesy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then with the addition of Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, their sound progressed. And then they had the two phenomenal albums, Fleetwood Mac and Rumors, which just, goodness gracious, they were smashed. That was out of this world kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And yes, Go Your Own Way was the song written and sung by Lindsey Buckingham. Kind of a bitter swipe as he and Stevie Nicks' relationship was crashing and burning. Yet the tune peaked at number 10. And again, their first taste as a group in Billboard's Hot 100 Top 10. And I picked it because I know my friend loves Fleetwood Mac and particularly Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah, man. Good stuff. Thank you so much. And that's one of my favorite songs, too. And I think probably my ultimate favorite song by Fleetwood Mac, and there are lots of them, The Chain. I love that song.
Yes.
Yeah, I could listen to that all day long. But Go Your Own Way. Really good one. Thank you.
You are most welcome. All right, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You got it.